You know, last October, I would say October 2016, we began running music in this program from a California, Arizona-based bluegrass band by the name of Run Boy Run. I'm so happy when it replays on other programs because I know that they're getting out there. What we're going to do in the second hour today is share a visit with Matt Rowland of Run Boy Run. A nice conversation about what the band is into, why they play what they play. Their influences are pretty amazing, and they're so talented. So stick around for that. A very nice fellow named Matt Rowland is going to visit with us. He's a member of the band, founding member of the band. He will describe the instruments in the band, the instrumentality of the band, who's in it, and what they're doing. It's great music. I'm so happy that they're getting played on the radio again. Coming up, Matt Rowland of Run Boy Run. Happy to just met Matt Rowland of Run Boy Run, and I'm happy to welcome you to Unreal Bluegrass. Hi, Matt.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Listen, I'm always happy to learn new music, and there's so much great music that unless people like you sit down with people like me, I don't always hear it all. So now, and I respect from people that you're mentioning before we went on the air, I get the fact that I'm going to be impressed with your playing and your music of Run Boy Run. So tell me, you handed me a I Would Fly, and I want you to tell me about the band because I don't know you. I'm looking forward to knowing you, but tell me about the band and this four-track thing you handed me.
Sure. Yeah, so this is our latest record that just came out a few weeks ago, beginning of September, and we've got four albums out now, but this newest project features three original songs written by the band and then one cover of Carter Family tune called Hello Stranger. On all of our CDs, we like to have at least one traditional song just to kind of show our roots, where we come from, because although we do a more contemporary take on bluegrass and old-time music, we all grew up in family bands. We grew up going to fiddle contests and out in Arizona, and so we like to show those roots a little bit on all of our records. So this newest one kicks off with a song called Who Should Follow Who, which is a song by my wife, Becca, who sings and plays guitar in the band. And that's sort of a Alison Krauss, Union Station-esque song that's really about the point in a relationship that we all face. We've been married for 3.5 years where, you know, you have to decide who's going to follow who. You know, there's a tough decision to make, and you kind of have to choose which road you're going to go down to stick it out together. So that song's really about that moment and deciding to move forward together.
You kind of have to follow each other.
Yeah.
You have to take turns doing it. And the time of when you follow who and who's following, that's the critical part. And I say that being married more than 3.5 years.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we want to get to. And
sure.
We're not, you know, we're a very democratic band in addition to having a very democratic relationship, you know, Becca
right.
and I. So it's we've been together for 6.5 years as a band, formed in 2009, and got our start with the Picking in the Pines Festival out in Arizona up in Flagstaff, and then went out to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival a couple of years later and won the competition there. And
that's very exciting for you.
It was a big deal. We weren't expecting to win that year, and it really opened up a lot of doors for us. And just shortly after, we were invited to be on a Prairie Home Companion. So that was our next big stepping stone onto the national stage.
That's exciting stuff.
I feel so lucky, and this is our first time here at IBMA's, and it's eye opening.
I'm privileged that you would come and talk to me if this is your first time here.
Oh well, I heard you were one of the people not to miss talking to you.
Okay, so. Good. I appreciate that. Well, here's something that, and you say, of course, you're out. We would say on the other side of the continental divide.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's always interesting to me and the effect that bluegrass and old-time music, and you described a little bit about this, that it's so live and vibrant, and there's so many, and you mentioned competitions and fiddle. I always like to draw in a little bit of that so people recognize that it's not just on this side of the Mississippi that, of course, the California Bluegrass Association is the biggest in the world, but you're in Tucson, and you're playing old-time and bluegrassy-type songs, and I want people to understand how that occurs.
Well, it's,
if you know.
It's definitely a tight-knit scene in Arizona. It's not as big as in California or in North Carolina, so the opportunities are fewer. So the people that do play this kind of music and are into this kind of music, they tend to congregate together and look for those opportunities.
Right.
So we met in college, and basically we just shared a love for this kind of music. We'd grown up in family bands and going to these festivals, like you said, and we're just like, hey, you play fiddle music? Let's get together. And we started jamming on our front porch, and you know, one thing led to another, and we're like, we really have something here, and we decided to really go after it.
You mentioned twice, and I didn't follow up the first time, family bands. What family band were you
in? So I grew up, Grace and I grew up playing out in Arizona on the kind of the retirement home and festival circuit. It's called Rollin' Family Band.
That's convenient.
We did a mix of cowboy music, and my dad is a cowboy fiddler and plays with a lot of groups out there. So he got me started really young. And Grace is my cowboy sweetheart, you know, all sorts of those old Patsy Cline tunes.
Oh, that's nice.
And the Sandoval sisters, they grew up, their family band was called Madisonelle Bluegrass, which is a mountain range next to where they grew up in Houston, Arizona.
Okay.
And their grandfather, Ben Sandoval, did a lot of festivals out in the West, Blythe and around Arizona. So he's passed that tradition on to them, and they're actually here. He's 91, I believe. And so he hadn't been here in about 10, 15 years, and so he came out because we were showcasing.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty special.
So again, and this is old time. I didn't ask you about the other songs you mentioned, the one, but the bowing in the western type of country, we'll say country or cowboy fiddling, mm-hmm. is so different than what they might expect in a bluegrass experience.
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
You are right. And so in Arizona, I was going to mention this when you asked that question, what is the bluegrass and old time scene like in Arizona?
Yeah.
There's a lot more mixing, I think, than you see in other states, because for one thing, a lot of people retire in Arizona. When they retire in Arizona, they bring their music with them. So we're lucky that we have a lot of masters who have come to Arizona towards the end of their life, and they passed on that tradition. And so we have some great festivals that showcase those artists. And so I grew up listening to cowboy music, mariachi music, Celtic music, bluegrass. It's a little bit more of a melting pot. And so although our bluegrass scene, for example, is not as big as in other states, you get more exposure to
But isn't it great
things.
To have all that music in your head?
Yeah.
I mean, all those different sounds.
I love it.
Oh, I mean, I think it's because then when Run Boy Run comes around and you finally start thinking about what you're going to do, it's a sound that's all those things have melded together.
Yeah.
I think, and I've not heard it yet, but from what you're describing to me, I'll bet you when I listen to Run Boy Run, I'm going to hear not direct influences or not direct lines of music, but I'm going to tell that you've been influenced by all the things you've just described.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. Yeah.
And that's where we could talk about this forever, and I don't want to do that with it. That to me is where the music grows and things are, and all of a sudden, I think in terms of Byron Berline being a Western type mm-hmm. fiddle, Oklahoma in that area,
yeah.
and then he got into the Dillards and the bluegrass long before you were around. But mm-hmm. but that sound, even his Western influence in the bluegrass and that whole Western Oklahoma bluegrass sound, is now so recognizable and easy to accept. But not before that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I'm not saying you're taking a big departure from bluegrass, but I just got a feeling that you're going to have influences that will be recognizable, but maybe they're just going to be part of the norm in a few years as you guys continue. And if you've gone to Telluride, you've been the Prairie Home Companion, that's pretty much, you're already at the level of acceptance to where this music is going to be very familiar to everybody, I think, that listens to it.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we do have a lot of influences in our music, and that comes out on the full-length album that came out before this EP. We had one tune that I wrote, an instrumental called Sunday for Larks, which I wrote after going to an Alistair Fraser concert, who's one of my favorite Scottish style fiddle players. And I brought it to the band and I said, yeah, I don't know if this is the kind of thing we want to do, and they just all loved it and was like, alright, let's do it.
So we've
got this very kind of Celtic feel on that song, which worked because we have a cello and we have two fiddles, and so it kind of approaches in that string quartet sound. It just gives it a different sort of character. That
it's your sound. That's Run Boy Run.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I will tell you from the people that I know in this business, what you need to be is yourself. You need to absorb different sounds. You need to learn from the masters, but in the end, it's got to be your sound and your feel and what you want to. You don't have to create a whole new genre, but as you interpret songs that you've heard, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, you need to make them yours. You need to make your sound. And from talking to you, not hearing this, I think I'm going to find out exactly what you're describing to me.
Well, on this EP, we've got three original songs, Who Should Follow Who is written by my wife, Becca, and then Lady Stones is written by Jen, our mandolin player. Then I Would Fly, probably the most Americana-sounding tune on there, also written by Becca. But then we finished with Hello Stranger, which is a Carter Family tune.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of our records, we do want to have one song that says, hey, this is where we come from.
Yeah.
This is what we do. It's a bit of a throwback. And every producer we've worked with are like, are you sure you guys need to do that? I'm like, yeah, it's just because it's part of our story.
You don't need to do it. That's what you want to do.
That's what we want to do.
You're not trying to say, look, listen to us because we can still do a Carter Family song.
Yeah.
It's what you want to do.
Exactly.
And it fits into every. This is, I'm a cow, can't wait to hear it. I wish I had heard your music before you came in. But now talking to you, I can't wait to hear Run Boy Run.
Well, hopefully you can give it a listen, and then,
I will.
You know, we'll be in touch.
I'll get it. I'll get it.
All of this will ring true.
I believe, I got a feeling, I'm not a bad judgment on these things. I got a feeling I know what's going to happen. I'm going to like this right away.
Right. You know, Psychic Bluegrass, is that the show?
Yeah, that's
Unreal
right.
Bluegrass.
Unreal Bluegrass. Close enough. Thanks, man.
No, thank you.
All right.
Coming right out of that visit with Matt Rowland of Run Boy Run, we played Hello Stranger, their version. Yeah, I will tell you this, that I think within the same day of sitting down with Matt, I did catch a set by Run Boy Run, and everything I believe was confirmed tenfold. Wonderful, wonderful band to see, and Matt explained it all. Matt Rowland, thanks so much, man, for giving some time to Unreal Bluegrass so we can get a better appreciation for Run Boy Run, and the music that you're putting out, and the dedication. Don't you love people like that, that know the music, and they have great ideas, and they have great skill, and they bring it all together just like that. Thanks again to Matt Rowland of Run Boy Run for taking some time to visit with us so we can learn more and more about bluegrass all over this great country and the world, really.